Enthusiasm is our journey's victory. Nothing is as important in the spiritual life as consciousness. Either we go to the inspiration bird, or we compel the inspiration bird to come to us so that we can create something momentous. Just by repeating, "I am all ready to surrender myself totally to my Lord Supreme," we can develop unimaginable speed in our spiritual life. Determination covers half the distance to the destination. In real spirituality, there is no such thing as sacrifice. It is all the beauty of love and the fragrance of oneness. The deeper we dive, the stronger becomes our oneness with God and with all humankind. Constant faithfulness is a most rare and difficult achievement in the spiritual life. Sometimes we pray to God to save us from imminent danger, and sometimes we pray to God to give us indomitable courage to face the situation. God prefers the latter. Be not timid. Pray to God for courage. Your inner spirit will come to the fore. A fearless spirit, founded upon God's grace, can be of great use to save the face and fate of the world. Devotion is at once sweeter than the sweetest and stronger than the strongest. Every day we must try to feed our Lord Beloved Supreme with our gratitude heart tears. Some people have faith only in themselves, while others have faith only in God. Still others have faith both in themselves and in God. How I wish I could be one of those fortunate ones. Out of his infinite bounty, God tells us, "My children, if you cannot develop faith in me, no harm. As long as you have faith in yourselves, I shall be highly pleased." The loyalty of a seeker to his master is of invaluable importance at every moment. From oneness, we derive peace. From peace, we derive oneness. In the outer life, oneness comes first. Peace follows. In the inner life, peace is self-existent. May my heart be singularly rich in forgiveness. May my life be singularly rich in sacrifice. God's aspiration hunger came into existence long before his third eye. Intensity in the body, vital and mind can create serious problems for the God-seeker. Why? The body, vital and mind lack the purity and light to help intensity do the right thing. The heart has light from its close connection with the soul. Therefore, the heart's intensity always does the right thing. Alas, our body, vital and mind, are right now plunged in darkness. But there shall come a time when they will receive light in abundant measure. God has a fixed hour when he will grant me realization. It is not up to me to decide. The unlit intensity of the body, vital and mind desires to realize God overnight, by hook or by crook. The illumined intensity of the heart says to God, "My Lord, take as long as you want. I shall do my part until your hour strikes for me." Alas, my whole world collapses when God does not fulfill the intensity demands of my obscure body, vital, and mind. Surrender is the sunlit path to arrive at the golden shore of the ever-transcending beyond. God is the most beautiful child who has been playing, singing, and dancing in his own infinity's heart garden from time immemorial. Although unnoticeable, light is available inside even the darkest ignorance night. The light inside ignorance night is infinitesimal. The light of the soul is measureless and fathomless. Oneness merrily approaches. Division instantly collapses. No creation of God is empty of light. Always be wise. Spend all your time where light is available in boundless measure. O seeker, can you not see the vast expanse of ocean right in front of you? Why then do you spend your life swimming only in the tiniest pond? Those who are most sincerely longing for the divine victory here on earth are indeed the hero soldiers of the Supreme, chosen by the Supreme himself. Willingness to be sleeplessly and breathlessly on God's side is the precursor to God discovery. There is a vast difference between poise and tranquility. Tranquility can be cultivated in the earthbound mind, while poise is the direct messenger of divinity's inner voice. Poise unites the infinite and the finite in the breath of its own immortality. Of all my divine qualities, my poise has no equal. This is my secret. To have absolute inner peace in the face of life's outer agitation is the meaning of divine poise. God has infinite instruments, but he has chosen only two to be closest to him. He who is aspiration height, and he who is service delight. Since the very beginning of creation, Mother Earth has offered countless gifts to Father Heaven. But alas, still one more gift she has to offer. Humanity's transformation. My Lord Supreme does not mind at all when I break even the most solemn promise I have made to him. Why? Because he has the capacity and is the capacity to forgive me. My Lord Supreme becomes sad and miserable the moment I break even the simplest promise I have made to myself. Why? Because he knows my incapacity to forgive myself. Alas, we withdraw our promises to God at our sweet will. When we make a promise to ourselves and cannot fulfill our promise, ignorance night envelops us and danger looms large. When we make a promise to God and do not fulfill our promise, ignorance night does not dare to envelop us, because God is involved. When we fail to fulfill our promises, we are doomed to disappointment. We feel our life is nothing short of failure. My crying heart became fullness when my life moments became selfless. True satisfaction is available only when we go beyond. True satisfaction is available only when we go far beyond the domain of the earthbound mind. The mind gets satisfaction only from separativity and supremacy. How stupid is the mind? It steals joy from its own family members, body, vital, and heart. The synonym of mind is mine. The synonym of heart is thine. We can break through the ceiling of the earthbound mind and enter the realm of the higher mind only by virtue of our boundless poise and boundless delight. Once you enter the realm of the higher mind, you gain free access to it, and you never again have to return to the limited earthbound mind. I pray to God, my Lord, beloved Supreme, do inundate my earth existence with an indomitable spirit so that I can manifest you fully here on earth. God tells me, my child, first take blessings from my heart, then take blessings from my feet, and finally take blessings from my eye. Once you receive blessings from God's heart, from his feet, and from his eye, there can be nothing, either here on earth or there in heaven, to bar your supreme victory. God has compassion, affection, love, and sweetness for us in boundless measure. But when he sees a life of self-giving, he also blessingfully offers his ever-increasing fondness to this choicest instrument of his. God wants each and every seeker to be a roaring lion in his God-serving life. In my life, there is only one supreme authority, God's compassion eye. The spirituality ladder has three rungs: newness, oneness, and fullness. The moment God sees us climbing the spirituality ladder, he becomes more proud of us than we can ever imagine. When I claim God to be my all, I become an authentic representative of God's will here on earth. The wider our consciousness, the greater the joy and satisfaction we offer to God. When we have fullness, God's joy and pride increase, not only in us, but in himself as well. Why? Because he sees that God the Creator and God the creation are equally fulfilled. O seeker, the past is dust. It truly is. It has not given you the realization you seek. Therefore, have nothing to do with it. God is fullness itself. How to arrive at fullness? Only through newness and oneness. True, the Supreme is infinite, but when we use our third eye, we see that he is always increasing, increasing his height, increasing his heart. Our human eyes are limited. They cannot see beyond 70 or 100 meters. But if we use our heart, farther than the farthest we can see. Unless and until we establish fullness in our entire being, we cannot become full-fledged players in God's cosmic game. God's victory chariot beckons only those who want to be hero warriors. May my life live on hope rainbows. Amusement, if it is innocent, helps our aspiration course. Faith is always pure and crystal clear. I find peace and bliss only in my Master's silence eye. A host of angels are extremely proud of my God surrender life. We must outlast our unhealthy past experiences. A corruption mind knows what life volcano eruption is. I pray for hours every day to increase my God devotion. Gratitude compels my heart to look above. Even the faintest whispers from my soul, my gratitude heart can hear. My Lord, when you lose and I win, my heart immediately breaks. Alas, the will of my heart is stumbling and crumbling. Patience is indispensable in our God-longing life. Alas, will I ever be able to see a fear-free world? Compassion born in heaven is trying to illumine the world. Never, never revoke your God manifestation desire. The mind power I had did not satisfy me. What I need is heart power to fulfill me. Never allow your receptivity heart to forget all your sweet memories of God. My aspiration mountain and my Lord's compassion fountain live side by side. My Lord, you can hide from my eyes, but you cannot hide from my heart. Even my resisting mind cannot ignore God's beckoning hands. If I am on God's side, then I shall never take suffering as suffering. For me, God's heart is the way, and God's eye is the destination. The mind destroys, the heart immediately reveals. God's satisfaction in God's own way is my heart's pinnacle dream. God does not mind my incapacity. He cares only for my dedication, sincerity. A self-giving life is God's true pride. Our devotion heart is only for our Lord Supreme to choose. Unwillingness is the death blow to our spiritual life. Everything will go well in our life if we can constantly remember God's name. I must come to God's heart home not only soulfully, but also self-givingly. To strengthen your God-aspiring heart, increase your faith in God. The doubting mind is bound to lag behind. I am determined to speak to God at least once in this incarnation. Keep your aspiration flame burning all the time. Your worldly desires will be doomed to nothingness. I must pray and meditate most soulfully if I want to be a chosen instrument of my Lord Supreme. I am so happy that I am not caught by worldly desires. Be absolutely brave. You will not find yourself any longer on the shores of ignorance sea. God's compassion eye is the Lord of my heart tears. We must honor our life commitments so that we can please God in His own way. I keep my inner eye wide open to watch my Lord's inner activities. Do not forget to receive blessings from God's feet at least once a day. Compassion has to rain from above if we want to be blessed with immeasurable progress delight. The mind desires God does not fulfill for our own inner progress. An extreme inner hunger expedites our Godward journey. God-obedient seekers are God's most favorite instruments. God loves to possess my devotion heart most proudly. God loves to claim my surrender life as His own, very own. Each divine thought of my heart radiates in and through my entire life. Obedience must start here and now, and not elsewhere or some other time. The supreme happiness in my life is when my Master gives me a most powerful smile. A devotion heart seeker is all eagerness to please his Master 24 hours a day. May my heart river run murmuring to the ocean of infinite bliss. My Lord, I miss your heart very badly. My child, I need your heart constantly. The mind's desire eagerness is truly deplorable. When silence descends upon me, I become hungry only for you, my Lord. One thought can give us either the taste of heaven or the taste of hell. One self-giving act immediately brings God closer to me. I need many, many divine qualities, but I need a oneness heart more than anything else. My Lord, you have come to me quite unexpectedly. You have sprung a real surprise on me. My Lord, when I see your vision eye, my entire being swims in the sea of delight. Dive deep within. You are bound to experience a bliss fountain. my lord, will I ever be strong enough to force my head to be under your feet all the time? I deeply enjoy watching the helpless and the helper. To me, the best time to meditate is when all the morning stars soulfully sing together. My Lord asks me not to be the companion of the doubting mind. Sound teaches me how to accept the challenge of the ruthless world. Silence teaches me how to love the world and become the world. We are hungry for the world to surrender to us. Alas, when will we have the capacity to raise the world consciousness? God knows his blessing is successful when he sees a throbbing heart. To our greatest joy, the seekers on God's side are infinitely more in number than the undivine forces of ignorance night. We must value time and speed if we really want to succeed in life. We must offer our forgiveness smiles and forgiveness embraces to turn this world into heaven. As God blesses the morning sun, even so, he blesses my morning heart at the same time. Temptation thief, we must catch and offer our justice light. The more we are hungry for God's life, the happier we make God. Without inner strength, nobody can rely on God constantly. We must break all our earthbound shackles. Only then shall we be able to receive the highest blessings from above. Those who consciously seek God's blessings and guidance are indeed very fortunate human beings. Responsibility is opportunity. Opportunity is halfway to success life and progress heart. Go forward, not with your doubting mind, but with your aspiring heart. Our heart can hold divinity's light in abundant measure. Take yesterday as centuries long past. With new hope and new promise, embark today on the God realization journey. If our prayers are flooded with sincerity and faith, then God and his heart cannot remain a far cry. Compassion Ocean always blesses the real God seekers and God lovers. When you pray to God, the Father in God becomes very happy. When you meditate on God, the friend in God becomes very happy. God shows me what he eternally is, his compassionate eye. I show God what I truly want to be, a constant gratitude heart tear. I call it my devotion heart. God calls the same thing his affection light. God repeatedly asks me not to think of my years of prayer meditation neglect. Lo and behold, my aspiration heart and my dedication life are no longer entangled by disturbing thoughts. To have a profound meditation, I must go far beyond the boundaries of my mind. God's heart elevator can take as many seekers as it wants to. My Lord happily and proudly heaps blessings upon my self-giving heart. Slowly and steadily, aspiration awakens our heart. Happily and self-givingly, we bring God the Creator and God the creation to us. Aspiration and dedication escalators may go down at times. The unconditional God surrender elevator never goes down, not even for a brief moment. Indifference is a dangerous blow to our God search journey. Each time God smiles at me, I get the experience of breathtaking beauty. Light shines bright, very bright, on my dream moon beauty life. The heart has many, many peace friends. The poor mind does not have a single peace friend. Each seeker must hoist God's victory banner. A moment of peace gives me infinity's bliss. God does not want man to prove, but to improve. God's heart devours equally our heart's gratitude tears and our mind's ingratitude frowns. Every day I prepare myself for my God obedience examinations. Human progress, in general, is shockingly slow. I have smashed asunder my mind-made problem chains. Devotion is sweetness. Devotion is oneness. Devotion is fullness. Devotion is God's immediate choice. Devotion is my God preparation. May my heart be a beautiful and ever-climbing star. We cannot alter destiny unless there is a most powerful divine intervention. God gives me a blessingful ride only when he sees that my life breath is only for him. A disobedient mind never believes in severe punishment. The mind invariably tries to stop our summit heights ascent. When I dream God dreams, God's pride knows no bounds. There was a time when I loved my desire life, but now, at every moment, I disdain it. The mind dearly loves revolution fire. The heart sleeplessly loves evolution flames. Anything that is pure, anything that is self-giving, has come down directly from God's highest abode. Surprise the mind by transcending it. The wisdom light of the soul can never be measured by anybody on earth. Self-transcendence is the only subject that both God and man study together. If you want God to reward you, then become a sleepless God-seeker and God-lover.